It's time for Rant.
Today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento for your plumbing needs and repairs. Just go to newworksplumbing.com. They've got a fix for you, and they are available 24/7 for your plumbing needs. newworksplumbing.com, newworksplumbing.com. Be sure and join me today, 3 o'clock Pacific, live on Listen App. Well, yesterday in Philadelphia, there was a meeting with Sixers general manager Daryl Morey, Elton Brand, and Rich Paul, the agent who represents disgruntled Ben Simmons. In the meeting, Paul told the Sixers that Simmons' mental health hurdles continue to preclude him from a return to play with the team. Now, Morey has been very adamant he's not trading Simmons unless he gets good value in return. Now, here's my question. I assume that Simmons is working on his mental health hurdles while this stalemate is going on. That's number one. Number two, if I'm a general manager with any of the other 29 teams, why on earth would I trade for a guy who is dealing with quote unquote mental health hurdles? It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, are they using mental health as a cop-out, or does Simmons truly have some issues that can be defined as mental health? And if so, why the hell would I want to trade for him if I need a player of his caliber? The answer is simple. I wouldn't. I would stay away from Simmons. This has turned into a huge mess in Philadelphia with the Sixers and Ben Simmons. And again, if he does have mental health issues, I would like to know what they are and what is he doing about it. Simple question, right? Simple question. But I sure as hell am not trading for Ben Simmons if I'm a general manager with one of the other 29 teams. I can tell you that. And that's my rant for today.